Hey, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're going through relational verses because of the Seven Deadly Friendships, which releases on October 1st. Thank you so much for just spending your time with me. I am grateful, and also a huge thank you to Sarah Steffi, who is one of the Patreon sponsors. She went to patreon.com/prayeveryday and chose to sponsor the podcast. So thank you to you, Sarah, and thank you for all of you who are supporting, and also for all of you who are praying for the podcast. Thank you. I appreciate it. Today we're reading out of Job 6, 15 through 17, and we're in the New International Version. It says this, "But my brothers are as undependable as intermittent streams, as the streams that overflow when darkened by thawing ice and swollen with melting snow, but that stop flowing in the dry season and in the heat vanish from their channels." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, what a very stark picture of an unkept promise. So I pray for those listening today who have experienced the unkept promise of a friend, of a family member, of someone that they've loved. There have been promises made, words said, words spoken, and not followed through. Lord, in light of that, we also pray for ourselves that you would help us to become dependable, not as intermittent streams, but as real streams. And we know that you are the water of life. You are the river of life. You are the one who gives us the water that we never have to thirst for again. And thank you for that, because of what you've done in our lives, then we can pour into others. Some of us today, as I'm praying, are dried up and we don't have anything to give to anyone else because we are parched. We are thirsty. We are hungering for more of you. We are thirsting for more of you. Or maybe we're just plain old burnt out and we have nothing left to give. I had an experience recently where I heard of another need and my heart just sunk because I'd been busy, and I just didn't have any relational or emotional margin to give to my friend. And so I had to go to you, Jesus, and ask for it. And you so wonderfully gave it. You give empathy. You give hope. You give endurance. You give energy to love people. And so we ask for that today. Would you supply the energy and the hope and all of the good things in our lives that we need to love others? Because we don't want to be intermittent streams. We want to be streams that overflow. Lord, we pray for those people in our lives who have been fickle, who have gone back and forth, and who have not honored their word. And instead of despairing over that, I pray that their lives would be cautionary tales to us, to teach us what not to do. Instead of getting upset or angry about what they haven't done, to just take it to heart and use it as a lesson for ourselves to not be that way with others. We pray for them. We pray that you would make them dependable. We pray that they would come to you and ask for your help and for your streams of living water. We pray that they would bend the knee and bow before you and experience salvation. We pray for the prodigals in our lives who once knew you and then walked away. Lord, that's a desperately hard prayer to pray, but we pray they would return to the stream. We pray they would come to the place where when the prodigal son was hanging out with the pigs as a Jewish person, which was not a very good thing to do. And he came to, it says, the scripture says he came to his senses. We pray for those people in our lives who desperately need to come to their senses. We pray it would happen even today. We trust you for that, Lord. And I know that there's so much disappointment in this world over relationships. There's so much relational pain. There's so much anguish. And Lord, would you just hold our burdens today? We place those people who are hurting us in your hands. We place our broken heart in your hands. We pray. We place the things that we regret that we've said in your hands and ask for your forgiveness. And we humbly bow before you and we ask for strength, for perseverance, for the ability to walk one more day in relational honesty and integrity before you. I pray all of this in your beautiful name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a blessing to me, and I am grateful that the Lord just has this affection for you that's welling up inside of me right now. You are loved. You are wildly loved by the Creator of the universe.